Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, on a TV theme song Thursday. I'm getting my words mixed up. We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss at the bottom of the hour. And then, as we do every Thursday, Inside the Parker. You can follow us on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and the Gram. And they are getting ready to kick off. I know it's an exhibition game, but somewhat it can be viewed as a kickoff of the upcoming NFL season, the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know a lot of the starters won't be playing, including Dak Prescott. But there'll be some names out there. Micah Parsons, the rookie draft pick who they're expecting a lot from in Dallas in the middle of that defense as a linebacker. So I'm excited that football is here and looking forward to a great season. So that'll be fun to watch. But Rob, let's get into this. LeBron James obviously in the news with the Lakers and them putting together another big three with Russell Westbrook, and then bringing in a lot of talent around them. Charles Barkley was on a show with Bob Costas recently, and he was asked about who is better, Michael Jordan or LeBron James. And here's what he said, and he brought up the super team element.
Jordan or LeBron?
Jordan. LeBron is amazing. He is, what he's done in the community is amazing. The reason I give Jordan the edge, and I'm never going to say in fairness, I haven't even put LeBron past Kobe. Let's get that out the way. I want to be fair.
All right.
The reason I put Michael up there before those other guys, LeBron has stacked his teams. Let's be realistic.
And as Kevin Durant did and others have done,
and
does
that's
that
why
lessen their legacy?
Yes.
Russell Westbrook now on his way. It's a trade, but on his way to the Lakers.
So I do. Like what Giannis and Dirk Nowitzki, guys like that, especially Giannis is the perfect example, to go through the grind and to lose, which Michael did.
Mm-hmm.
When I was watching that documentary, I was like, I forgot how bad the Pistons beat him up. But what he, going through that struggle, that's what separates sports. Like winning all the time, like we all want to win, but the struggle is part of your legacy. And what Giannis did this year, what Michael doing when the Bulls, when the Pistons beat the hell out of him for three or four straight years, and he's like, no, I'm going to keep getting better. I'm going to keep getting better. That's the difference in my opinion.
All right. One of LeBron's former teammates, Rob, Richard Jefferson, who now is, you know, doing good work as a commentator and broadcaster over at the other network. He chimed in on Twitter. Was it Twitter or Instagram? Instagram. And he answered Barkley, Rob. And here's what he said. Rob G, read to us what he posted. Richard Jefferson.
In all fairness, Chuck is right. LeBron didn't get drafted to a team with Shaq like Kobe. Cavs never found the Pippen in Bron's first 8 years because he was too good. They never drafted that high. P.S. Charles got drafted to a team with Dr. J, Moses Malone, and two other Hall of Famers. I see his point, though.
Richard Jefferson poking fun as only he can. You want to go first on this, Rob?
No, you can. I mean, I just...
Look, obviously, LeBron has put together super teams. That's undeniable. That, for me, when you look at the greatest and you compare the elites, there's many factors. And that can be one. But that is not a defining factor for me. Barkley said, and the reason why I put Jordan ahead of LeBron is because LeBron stacked his teams. That's not the end-all, be-all for me. And he said, you know, he's got Kobe ahead of LeBron as well. And I'm assuming it's because he feels like LeBron stacked his teams and Kobe didn't. But I think LeBron's better than Kobe. I think he's just a better all-around player. He's a more efficient scorer. I think he's a better all-around defender, even though Kobe was a tenacious on-the-ball defender. Kobe got lost at times in the team defense and so because he focused so much on his defender. And so I think LeBron has a few advantages. The reason I have Jordan over LeBron is it's not that's really not the main factor to me. The factors to me are Jordan had no weaknesses, none. And LeBron, we're nitpicking, but free throw shootings can be a weakness. LeBron being the system versus fitting into a system, which Jordan was able to fit into a system, makes it easier to play players around him. Jordan dominated the league in a way that LeBron didn't. The way LeBron dominated the East in getting to those 8 straight finals and no one else could get to the finals and they knew it. That's how Jordan dominated the entire NBA. The entire NBA, the East and West. And Jordan broke several conventional rules. Rob, you know this. It was thought that to be impossible to build a dynasty, let a championship team, let alone a dynasty, around a two guard. Jerry West had come close and they kept getting to the finals, but he only won one championship. You didn't think you could build around a two-guard, and obviously they did around Jordan. And, Rob, you know this. When Jordan entered the league, the belief was you couldn't lead the league in scoring and win, right? I mean, if you do it, that's great for you individually, but you ain't about to win nothing. Larry Bird, as great a scorer as Bird was, never led the league in scoring. You know, Dr. J. Moses, when they won championships, didn't lead the league in scoring. The Lakers, when they won all those championships in the 80s, didn't have a league-leading scorer. Kareem did it once in Milwaukee, but it was rare. Jordan did it every time he won a championship, he led the league in scoring. 10 straight years. And so those are my reasons. It's not, you know, this can be a factor for some people. But like I said, I still got LeBron ahead of everybody else who some would say didn't stack teams. I just got him second to Mike. But there are other things I want to get in on this, but I want to hear you first, Rob.
Yeah, I think that this is Charles's list. Everybody has their own list and their own, you know, reasons why they pick certain players. And I think it is, I think for some people it is a turnoff and the route that LeBron went. When you've seen other people not have to go that route in order to do it, to feel like he has to stack the deck. When he upset the apple cart in the Eastern Conference, when you take, you know, you go to Miami and join Dwayne Wade and you take Chris Bosh from Toronto, you know, then you're in control of the Eastern Conference. So people do look at stuff like that. And then LeBron, for all the, you know, all the going to the finals, he lost a lot. He's lost more than any other regular season MVP than anybody else. And then don't bring up Jerry West, because he never won an MVP. So don't bring him up when you're listening, because that's what the minions will do. What about Jerry West? He was 1-8. What about Jerry West? No, Jerry West, okay? I'm just trying to educate you before you go there.
Rob picked his words very carefully. He said regular season MVP. He didn't say all-time great.
Season MVP.
He didn't say champion, yeah. Yeah, okay.
That's all. And I get where Charles is coming from. I think Michael's story is a great one, and especially for somebody who covered Michael Jordan during that time. Like, I remember everybody wasn't on board, Chris.
He got
a lot of people
criticism.
Were like, yep. He's a great individual player. He'll never win. He doesn't make people better. I remember reading those stories and hearing all that. Yes, until he broke through. Nobody thought Scottie Pippen was the greatest thing, like everybody builds him up now, Chris. No. He was the guy with the ice pack on his head at Game 7 in Detroit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Everybody, stop with the revisionist history, okay? I was at that game. I didn't even think he'd ever recover from that, Chris. I'm telling you.
Let's stay on Pippen for a minute. Because, look, and Pippen, we give him his props, right? He's a great player.
We're not ripping him.
He's a Hall of Famer. Yeah, he was great. And he emerged as a great individual player the year Jordan was gone, the first year of retirement. But, look, I talked to somebody on that team, in that locker room, and this was my feeling all along, Rob, and I think you've probably heard me say it. But I wanted to run it by this person to see if they agree with me because they were there. They were a player. They were a teammate. And I said, look, I don't think Scottie Pippen would have become what he did had he not played with Michael Jordan. And I don't mean just, well, Jordan was so good, he's drawing double and triple teams, so that opens things up for Scottie. No. I mean, if you were around those years and you watch Pippen's development and growth, you could see him learning from Michael. He averaged 7 points as a rookie. I think 14 the next year. It was somewhat similar to Chris Middleton's development. You know,
right.
And Pippen was a guy coming from freaking Central Arkansas, a guy that, you know, hadn't played against great competition, hadn't played in a great system, hadn't known what it takes to work at that level. And to his credit, he did it all, but he followed Jordan's example. If he had stayed in Seattle, they had never made that trade for Olden Polynes. I'm not sure, Rob, that Pippen becomes some all-time great player.
I'm with you. I'm just not convinced of that, considering what his beginnings were and what environment he was put in. Dude, when you're playing with – I'm sorry. You get confidence when that guy next to you, Chris, you know what I mean? Like – is doing what he's doing.
Yep.
Like, seriously.
Kind of like you do on the Odd Couple.
All right, where's Greg Melvin when you need him?
You put that one on a tee for me.
Yeah, I know.
You put
that
one on a tee for me.
Unbelievable. But you get my point.
Right.
I just think people who try to make this thing like Mike didn't win until Scottie, stop. I think that's the biggest false narrative going, like, seriously.
Now let me say this for LeBron. Yes, he's built his teams, but Richard Jefferson is right, Rob. Magic, and we all love Magic. I got him fourth best overall behind Jordan, LeBron, and Kareem. But Magic went to the team with the reigning MVP, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And then, Rob, you know this, after they won a title, somehow they get, was it the number one pick, James Worthy? Like, I mean, they were stacked. Larry Bird had great play. You know, Kevin McHale.
Yeah, but they were in last place when he got there.
Well, they were old. Those two weren't there.
But they were old. That team wasn't good.
They
improved like 34 games in Larry Bird's first year.
They had Tiny Archibald, Dave Cowens, old dude. But, you know, they were old. They're Hall of Famers and greats, but they were old. Pistol Pete was actually there, but he left after Bird's first year, retired. But, yeah, then they added some of the younger guys in McHale and eventually Parrish, and they, you know, they won championships. And here's the thing, though, Rob. I'll say this to Barkley, who, as you know, we always praise how great he was. Charles should know, though, even on a stacked team, Rob, if you ask me what's more impressive – it's the way Jordan did it or Giannis did it than the way Durant or LeBron did it with a super team. But it still ain't easy winning it with a super team. And Barkley, Rob, Richard Jefferson said it. He went to a team with Moses Malone, Dr. J. Now, they were older, but still. But then later, Rob, Barkley joined Olajuwon and Drexler for 2 years. They didn't win it. And Barkley was still very good, and so were the other two at that time. And then when Drexler retired, they added Pippen to replace him, and they still didn't get it done. And, Rob, we saw Malone, Payton, Shaq, and Kobe not win it. We saw Nash, Dwight Howard, Kobe, and Powell not win it. So I get it. It is not building the team by yourself organically, taking whatever the heck the front office gives you and winning it. But it still isn't easy to win it with a super team. So no, I got to give him credit for that.
Right, but I do understand where Barkley's looking at the road that you take. Michael went to a historically terrible franchise in the Bulls and turned them into champions. I think that's the testament that you look at.
All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. You heard Charles Barkley. Should the fact that LeBron played on stacked teams, super teams, hurt him in the GOAT conversation? We'll continue this discussion with you. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios and also Sanford Arms.
That was a terrible show. Sanford Arms.
Are you serious?
Wow. What, when they open up the hotel or boarding house or whatever.
Didn't he used to refer to his crib as Sanford Arms?
Right, but after Lamont left, they did a show called Sanford Arms, didn't they, Chris?
No. Yes. With a
heavy set white guy. I'll look it up.
Was it called Sanford Arms? I do remember that.
Lamont left and it was like a big fat white guy who was with him.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
I think, and you remember when Red Fox left, they had Grady.
Right.
It was because like Grady
he was
and
in
Lamont.
He was in a contract dispute
Is
with NBC.
Is that what was going on?
Yeah, okay. He left and came
so
back.
So he came back. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, but that was a great show. Obviously a classic show. We're brought to you by AutoZone. They got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast, because some jobs can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup. Free next-day delivery also is available on more than 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Should LeBron playing on these super teams be a factor in the GOAT conversation? What say you?
Chris, yes. Sanford Arms, you ready? September 19th, 1977 until October 14th. So they only had 4 episodes and it got canceled.
Wow. Yeah, it must have been bad.
It was bad. Okay. Let's kick it off with Brian in Missouri. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brian?
Yeah, so when we're talking about the GOAT and LeBron playing on super teams, I think we need to delineate what we mean by GOAT. If we're talking about the greatest player of all time, certainly that's Jordan. But if we're talking about the greatest GM of all time, I think we need to consider LeBron. Not only did he build the super teams, recruit the super teams, but through contract negotiation, he got his people to come, he got elevated contracts, and then he would leave the team, and in the wake of his leaving, they were straddled with these terrible contracts.
It was
not
scorched
only did he go
earth
to another good team,
him.
Yeah,
not only go to a good team, but he eliminated one of his teams, so he lessened his competition.
Brian.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give you that. I don't know if you meant that as an insult or a compliment. Among players, there's no doubt LeBron is the GOAT executive. Would you agree with that, Rob?
I don't know, because he lost a lot. I mean,
he might have still won four together. Rings. You know?
I know, but it's not like four rings in 8 years. It's 4 years and 4 and 20.
Well, actually, it's 4 and 10. Well, yeah. I mean, he has won 4 in the last 10 years. Yeah. He just won them all in this 10 year stretch. Yes.
Nick in South Carolina.
The little.
What? I'm just saying. Nick in South Carolina. Is this Chris's boy right here? Do we know what we're going to say? You're on the Odd Couple
Nick
Fox Sports
loves
Radio.
Facts.
This
That's
is
all.
Bruce Arts Brigade checking in.
My
How
man.
Are you guys?
I my just man. Threw up in my
great,
mouth.
It is
my
great
God.
To hear from you, Nick, as always.
Yeah, Nick,
as
what happened? Always. I thought you had already gone to Jim Rome show and we weren't going to hear from you again.
No, man, I am loyal as they come, so you guys will always hear from me. So, anyways.
Good to know.
No, man, Barkley is 100% wrong. Look, I'm going to say this. I think in principle, Chris is right. LeBron joining the super team in Miami, it was similar in principle, but you can't say that it was any other way. It wasn't similar at all. So LeBron had to build chemistry. He had to build a winning culture, especially with the Cavs and Lakers, and he actually had to lead. So LeBron needed Wade to win, no doubt about that, but he averaged 16 points in the playoffs in 2013. While KD's second option in Steph, he was averaging 27 a game with 9 assists. So what KD did was absolutely unheard of as being a portable player as he is.
How did he win the MVP?
But he didn't have to lead. He didn't have to.
How did he win the MVP both years?
He just swooped in and stat-padded his way.
How did he win the MVP both years?
Rob, you got to admit what KD did. Come on.
No, but I'm asking if he didn't. It didn't matter what he was doing. I'm just asking. How did he win the MVP both years? I'm just asking.
Nobody said he didn't ball. But come on, that was you know you heard Walt Frazier. KD's great, but that was a. They were 73 wins without him and a championship. That's all he's saying.
What? Yeah, but they choked down a championship. Juan in Puerto Rico. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Very nice calling from Puerto Rico.
How you guys doing?
We're doing
Good,
great.
Brother,
you listening to us over there?
Yes. Long time listener.
The Odd
like
Couple is large down in Puerto Rico.
Yes, sir. You guys that need to come down here and have a good time. You're definitely going to have it. LeBron was actually here a couple of weeks ago.
LeBron was hanging out?
Yeah,
vacation?
With Bad Bunny.
Okay.
Yeah,
with Bad Bunny.
So, yeah, hey, definitely.
Right, so what you got? What
you
got?
To come down here. So,
no
basically, I am definitely in favor of Jordan being the GOAT. That's for sure. But there's to need to be a context because basically Cleveland – aside from the Clippers, it's possibly the worst-run organization of all time. So that has to be taken into consideration. If you remember, guys, in 2009 when LeBron was supposed to meet Kobe in the finals, you saw the perfect example of the worst organization, small market, with Bobby Gibson, Sacha Pavlovich, Eric Snow, against a guy that had Lamar Odom,
Flip Murray,
Pau Gasol, Trevor Ariza, Ron Artest, the best coach of all time, Phil Jackson, is like a $50,000 muscle car against a Ferrari. It's mind-boggling that needs to be taken into context. And if you even take it into Durant basically was rusted by the second best small market team. The number one, obviously, is San Antonio. That's the best small market, best-run organization. But the second best with Sam Presti, all those picks, James Harden, Steven Adams, Sergei Ibaka. I mean, give that team
Russ
to LeBron
Westbrook.
In the first 8 years. Give that team to LeBron in the first 8 years with the Cavs, with James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Steven Adams, Sergei Ibaka. And it's night
right.
and day.
That's a good point. That is a good point. That was a nice call from Puerto Rico. All right, we got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's trolling.
No, Chris.
Or rolling.
It's in the same family.
Chris,
really? The Mara? Okay.
Yes.
The Mara family bought it. Okay. Wow. That is big. Wow.
The Giants were founded in 1925.
That makes me want to go out and Tim Mara. Buy some team in a sport that's fledgling right now. What could I do?
Yeah. Cricket, good luck, Chris. Go on.
What's a fledgling sport? Huh?
What, the XFL?
WNBA? Maybe I buy a WNBA team.
They've been around for 50 years, okay? Yeah.
All right, what's up, Martin? How you doing, man?
I'm Martin Weiss, and it's time for Trolling or Rolling.
Was the party in Vegas all that Rob said it was? Cousin Sal's party?
It was. With the party in Vegas. The party in Vegas was Rob wasn't all even there the whole time.
What do you mean I wasn't there the whole time? What are you talking about?
I mean, you weren't there the whole time. I don't want to put you on blast, but you didn't get in until a little bit later than you normally would have.
Okay.
All right.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
It was Las Vegas, right, Rob?
Hey, you know what? I was chasing some young girls around Las Vegas that night. I don't know where you were.
All right.
I'm sure
about
Rob
that.
I was
at the private party with, you know, all the highfalutin bigwigs that we were hanging out with.
All right, can we do trolling? What is this? Where are we?
I don't know. Rob's keeping his personal life out. He don't want y'all digging into
his personal life.
Exactly.
All right, go ahead. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right. Any event, Joel Embiid is no stranger to talking trash online, and one of his favorite targets is now one of his newest teammates. Andre Drummond signed a contract to join the 76ers, despite Embiid constantly trolling the former Piston and Laker after they would play. Drummond said the past trash talk is not something he's worried about going forward. Rob, are you trolling or rolling that Andre Drummond and Joel Embiid will be able to coexist in Philly?
I'm rolling with
them. They see me rolling.
Man, you got to get over it. You know, like after a while, okay, you said some stuff about it. I don't think there'll be any feud. I don't think that Drummond would have gone there if he really believed that they couldn't coexist. You don't have to love everybody that you work with. You just kind of work and get through it, and it's just a job. They don't have to be buddy-buddies. They'll be on the court, and I think that they'll work fine together.
I'm rolling with it as well.
They see me rolling.
There's probably respect there, and we've seen this before. Meta World Peace and Kobe used to go at it when Artest World Peace was in Houston, right? That's a good example. A year after they almost got in a fight, Rob, Artest was the starting small forward on the championship Lakers team with Kobe. Kobe and Matt Barnes, right? Then Barnes played with the Lakers. So this has happened before. Like I said, there's probably respect there because they were going at it. I don't think MB's going to waste his time trash talking away from the game somebody that he doesn't think is worthy, somebody that's totally just, you know, not a good player. So, that's fine. They'll be fine.
Trolling and rolling, odd couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, the Oklahoma City Thunder have been aggressively bad, and it's been on purpose. After trading Paul George and Russell Westbrook away, all the franchise has done since is trade for draft picks, lose games, and sign salary cap space. Most recently, OKC bought out the majority of Kemba Walker's 2-year, $74 million contract so he could join the Knicks. Chris, the 76ers were crushed for the process. Trolling or rolling, what OKC is doing now is worse than what the Sixers did.
That's a good one.
At least the Sixers were getting number one picks.
Yeah, the Sixers were trying to lose, though. That was so evident. That's the only thing that was egregious. But you're right. Like, look, the bottom line is this worked for the Sixers. And I don't know that this is going to work for OKC. So I'm going to pick Philly over this. I'm rolling.
They see me rolling.
It's not egregious. I mean, but here's what's happening. You either sell hope or victories in the NBA, right? And they can't win, so they're selling hope. So Presti's going to ownership. Hey, we got 27 draft picks in the next, 6 years. And, this is how we got Durant and Westbrook and Harden. It was through the draft, so that's what we're going to build. And it just ain't that easy, but that's what he's selling. So I get what he's doing, And I don't, you know, it's not wrong, but it is not, I don't think it's going to work like it worked in Philadelphia.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey, I think Chris was right.
What Philly did was worse. They tried to lose, and they let everybody know, we're losing the stockpile, get top picks, and we're just going to start all over. And I think that was the worst part. You know, like if you're a franchise, trust the process. Just come along as we lose on purpose and we don't want to win and we want to get top picks. And I think that as a fan for an organization, nobody wants to buy into that. You know, do you want us to stay away until 5 years and not buy tickets and then come back? Do you know what I mean? They want us to come and they want to try to lose. So I think that's unfair.
So – trolling and rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. This one just came to me as I was hearing you and Gascon debate about, or you two and Gascon debate about, you know, the values and the Giants. And I hear your Giants deal, Rob. It's a great one. But trolling and rolling, the best deal, Rob, trolling and rolling, the best deal in sports history is the Spirit of St. Louis sale, in which the owners received $255 million for a team that didn't play over 40 years. Because they've got into the NBA TV right.
Right. How much did they receive?
$255 million as of 2012 for a team that won one playoff series in its entirety.
Are they still getting money?
No.
The NBA. It ended.
No. They paid. They bought them out for $800 million. Something like that.
Oh, really? So they got $1 million then, or $1 billion? $800 million, Rob?
Something
they
like that.
Like $800 million?
It was like $500 million.
I'm reading here. It says they still receive a smaller portion of TV revenues through a new partnership with the former ABA teams. But as of 2012, they had $255 million, according to the New York Times, in their pocket. Rob, best deal in sports history.
I'm rolling with that. That is the best deal. I mean, they held up the merger, Chris, right? They had to agree to the merger.
Right.
And instead of just accepting the single payout that the other ABA teams took to disband, they settled in and asked for TV money, which at that time, if I remember correctly, was only like $175,000 a year. Like, that was the cut.
And I don't know if at that time in 1976, I don't think in 76, Rob, that the games were on tape delay. Were they? I don't think.
Yeah, they were early.
But they were a few years later, if not already. So, I'm rolling with that.
They see me rolling.
I mean, that's the type of thing that makes you wish you were in on that. I mean, my goodness. The foresight.
I mean,
give them credit. You know, I mean, again, the NBA TV rights, it was in the basement.
But the only thing, Chris, I don't understand about this, why would you give somebody a deal through perpetuity? I don't like it. Make it 10 years, make it 20. Why would it be forever? I don't who negotiated a deal forever?
Maybe they had leverage, right? They had leverage
forever
to get the merger. Yeah, no, it was incredible. Incredible.
I don't know. I just know in perpetuity are probably the two best words you can get on a good contract, right?
Am I right? Like Martin, I understand they're holding up the merger, right? And they got a little leverage. But to say 20 years, dude, that's it. Either you take it or you leave it, right? I mean, I don't understand how they negotiated
that.
Yeah,
it was incredible. All right, Martin Weiss, thank you, brother. We appreciate it.
All right, fellas.
All right, Inside the Parker is next. You know what? I never miss Inside the Parker. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? if you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris, Rob, and Andy Griffith right now on a TV theme song Thursday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And what's up next?
Can you whistle?
I can't whistle, believe it or not. Can you? I can't whistle.
I can't whistle either.
I can't.
Wow.
Let me try. See who can do it best. If you can't whistle better than me, Rob, you really can't whistle. I'm a whistle, Rob.
Go ahead,
Alex. He got turned down to real whistling.
I don't hear nothing.
I'm trying to.
What are you, Chris? Here we go.
You ain't no better than me. You just
Alex,
breathing.
Alex, can you whistle? I'm breathing.
You ain't no.
That's
all
you?
Right, Alex is better.
All right.
Neither one of the Odd Couple can whistle. But right. Hey, our next right. segment, I never miss our next segment. It's Inside the Parker with Rob Parker.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA. And it isn't even close.
Reason number 1015 why baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL, especially during this time, the NFL. Stop with how popular football is and all that. Most people never put on a helmet and never put on shoulder pads and have never been tackled, okay? But most people in this country have played baseball or softball or hit a ball or caught a ball, And that's why it's America's pastime. That's why when we watch in the Olympics, we see Olympic baseball. We don't see Olympic football. What? Most countries around the world, they don't even know what that is. Football is soccer. Baseball reigns supreme. It was born here. It's translated all over the world. Look at all the great players now coming in from all over Japan and all over South America. I mean, it's incredible how the game started by Abner Doubleday has resonated across the globe. Yes, baseball is the national pastime. Do not forget that, all right? Football's about gambling. Oh, I'm sorry. Football's a great game, my second favorite, but baseball will always be number one. There it is. Inside the Parker drops every Thursday on the every Thursday. You could wherever you get your podcast, make sure you listen to us, subscribe, rate, all that. But yeah, the Olympic baseball, they're going for the gold. They're in the gold game, right? They got a chance to win the gold, and that'll be interesting considering that they didn't send any of the best players from Major League Baseball. Of course, baseball season is in full stride. So, so much to do in the final hour of the Odd Couple coming up, but you need to check in on Inside the Parker. And Rob G, we had Verlander's brother,
Ben Verlander, from FoxSports.com.
And he was
sir.
Pretty good, right?
He was really good. If people don't know him, I mean, check him out if you want to, but he, fun fact, is one of the last American-born players in baseball history in the minor league system to play both sides, like Shohei Ohtani.
Right. Not too many guys get to do that, even on the minor league level, right? And yep. He was able to do it. But he has some good insight. I know Justin, of course, because I covered the Tigers for a long time in Detroit, you know. But I thought he had some good insight. And it's the thing about the podcast, and Rob G is our producer. And, Rob, you tell me. I mean, the last thing you want when you get a podcast, you get in the car, is for it to say 2 hours and 10 minutes. Am I right? Because you know you're not going
to unless you're
to
driving
it.
To Vegas or something like
that. Am I right,
that?
Though? Yeah. Seriously. Like, you look and you go, oh, I can't get through this. Our podcast is consistently about 30 minutes or less.
Yes. It's faster than the pizza delivery guy.
It is. And it's not just, like, one interview where I just drone on for 30 minutes with one person. Segments.
Yeah, it's like eight segments. It goes
yeah,
very quickly.
A lot.
And really quickly on why baseball is better. I was going to push back and say, well, you know, basketball's in the Olympics too. Only problem is the guy who invented it is Canadian, so we can't even claim it.
There you go. There
so
you go.
You're right
that
on this
sounds
one, Rob.
Good. All right, there we go. The Odd Couple, final hour of the program. You know what I'm going to say, Alex. You ready? Stick and stay.
America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.